Good morning, good morning, and welcome to episode 8 of Mornings with a Stranger. Thank you for joining me again. So today I just want to reflect on something that I read the other day that I sadly don't have access to sort of reread it and remind myself, but I'll share my thoughts that came from it anyway. So it was about Botox, and it was about the fact that the main point of this whole article was the discussion of Botox having positive effects on people who are depressed, and they get Botox and then their faces are a little happier, and therefore their brains perceive them as more happy, and so therefore they have less depression issues. The other thing that I thought was interesting was the discussion of frozen face, and they talked about a particular video clip of Nicole Kidman, and when I went to look it up online, I didn't remember which award, and I didn't look to see if she had won multiple awards, as I did find a video clip of her winning an award for the movie The Hours, and them talking about her kind of frozen face, and she was still able to emote, you know, you could see that she was happy and that kind of thing. Although I thought it was interesting in the particular clip that I saw that Renee Zellweger, who was up for an award, when they showed her face was really frozen. And I don't know if it was Botox or her eyes just kind of looked like, she looked like she was miserable and sick. and she didn't have any smiles or anything really in this, while they had the camera on her. And I watched a few other clips of people who, you know, they couldn't raise their eyebrows and they couldn't sort of emote the kind of finer details or the more exaggerated details even of their expression. And so I was thinking about this, of the whole, you know, yay, okay, good, Botox does this positive thing for emotions with people with depression. But then of course the overdoing it, or I don't even know if it's overdoing it or if it just gets taken by the body incorrectly. But I'm thinking, you know, if we have all these Hollywood actors and then everybody else going and getting Botox, and then what will our society look like when we react to each other by facial expressions and we react to ourselves? I mean, that was part of this whole point of this discussion, this thing that I was reading, was that the facial features are changed, therefore the brain perceives a person as happier, therefore we feel happier. But then if your face gets frozen you know, in a bad way, that's going to affect your mood, but then it's going to affect other people who can't read your expressions and your details and pick up on those subtle cues. And I'm thinking, what a weird kind of flat world we might have. People can't, like, one of the videos I was watching, the woman couldn't express with her eyebrows. She was trying to be really excited and animated about something, and it wasn't happening. And other video clips such as that. But I just thought it was interesting because, yeah, you're watching these videos and these people are trying to emote and they don't really look like they're into what they're saying. So what a weird world we could potentially live in if we know that so much of our reactions and our perceptions are not only from, you know, tone of voice and body language, but facial expressions and those details in the facial expressions. But if everybody over Botoxes and gets frozen face, how will we start acting towards each other? I just try to imagine this world where we just don't have emotion, which I guess when you think of some of the sci-fi movies, there are certainly races in those movies where people really don't have emotion. And so because of the way the alien is, for instance, they don't show so much facial emotion. But then sometimes in the subtleties of that is what we appreciate. I'm getting way off topic, but it was what we appreciate in when we can see those tiny little emotions that they're able to create in beings who really don't have emotions, or the actors who can convey just intense emotion with very little facial expression, but nonetheless it's really powerful. And I'm thinking how that will affect actors in trying to do their scenes and that kind of thing if they're all Botoxed up. So anyway, that's my thought for the day. Not outrageously insightful, but kind of interesting. So, all right. That is that. Have a wonderful day, and we will see you tomorrow morning.